Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about horse judging opportunities at Mississippi State University. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, Mississippi State University Extension Horse Specialist. Clay, this is a really neat opportunity for youth and for college-age folks to join horse judging teams. What exactly is this judging program all about?
Well, you're right. The judging programs, whether they be livestock, horses, dairy, it's all based on pretty much the same principle, and that is an evaluation of four animals in a class. And students that participate simply rank from highest to lowest those four animals. And then the more complex part of it probably is the oral defense of what they did, which is the great learning experience here. And that is, most of those programs have to go in and with an industry professional and verbally tell them why they placed the animals the way they did. Those reasonings have to be somewhat educated, obviously, and industry driven. So it's a great experience to not only learn about animal evaluation, but also to ripen their ability to speak to an industry professional.
Can you tell me a little about the collegiate program at Mississippi State?
I came here in 2015, and MSU had some horse judging teams in the past. I don't know that they were extremely competitive in some of the bigger contests, but starting in January 2015, I organized a group here to be selected to go to the larger contests that we have in the horse judging programs. And so those kids started practicing immediately. And much to our surprise, we did very well starting in October, which was our first big contest. We were reserve national champion at the first major contest we'd been to, and that was at the All-American Quarter Horse Congress. We followed that with a third place showing at the American Quarter Horse World Show, and then finished out last December with that team being fourth at the NCHA Futurity. One of the things that is a little bit different about judging programs is there's usually a one-year eligibility at a collegiate level, and so we're starting new kids all the time. So those kids that started out with me last year are actually helping and assisting now with a new team.
What are the challenges of competing and being involved in judging teams?
Well, especially I think at all levels, whether it's youth or collegiate, time management is extremely critical. With all the things our kids have going on, whether they're 12 or they're 18, they're involved in so many different things. So time management is huge, and those kids that can prioritize and stick to a plan are the ones that are usually a little bit less challenged in that area. The other one is a commitment to a common goal and a team, and that means that this whole thing is competitive, and so that those kids have to understand that anything worth doing is hard to do, and their commitment to that common goal is definitely critical to the success of the team.
Yes, that's a really good point. Now, how do you suggest that people get started in the process of being on a competitive judging team?
Well, it's really simple at the collegiate level, and that is students who are interested can start in my spring course, which is ADS 2102. That does not require previous experience. There's kids in that class each year that have tons of experience, and there's kids that have none. And both kind of categories are very successful following up in the fall with the judging team. If they're a youth, a 12, 13, 14-year-old kid somewhere in the state that wants to get interested, I would suggest contacting your 4-H Extension office, finding out what programs are available. And if there's not someone there that's doing that already, volunteers can get involved in teaching and coaching youth just as much as anybody else.
Okay, and beyond learning about horses, what are some skills that students pick up through horse judging?
That is the key to the whole thing. There is peer-reviewed published data on this very subject that says that these kinds of programs improve self-confidence, self-esteem, ability to work with others, assertiveness in social settings, and probably most importantly, confidence in speaking in public. The number one fear most people have is speaking in public. Number two is death, and that always surprises me. So this is a program that can definitely fix some of those things.
And to find out more, y'all have a Facebook page, and that is Mississippi State University Horse Judging. And to also find out more from the 4-H perspective, if you go to extension.msstate.edu, we can follow the links to livestock, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, horse specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.